reading out of Isaiah chapter 9 and 10. Yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, his hand is still upraised. Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's May 18th, 2015. And you may say, what? What kind of verse is that to encourage me in this new week? Well, in 17 short verses, the end of chapter 9 of Isaiah into the first four verses of chapter 10, four different times this exact statement, yet for all this, his anger is not turned away, his hand is still upraised, is repeated with emphasis. And Wednesday and Friday's co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, had the task of dividing God's word, as he's been passionately sharing out of the book of Isaiah for many weeks at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. And he talked about how oftentimes maybe we don't see God's wrath as really a love gift of grace in disguise. But in reality, this tough love, wrath if you will, is often the loving way God uses to reach out to us. It might cause us to do a course correction, a shift in our thinking, plead and lean heavily into him. That causes us a renewed sense of obedience. But in this passage, the Lord's anger was burning against Israel for some of their poor choices and the direction they were going, and God in his grace wanted to turn them around. And so if you want to know more about the book of Isaiah, then I invite you on Sundays at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet to join their 10:45 service. Well, listening friend, today you're in for some special treats as I'll share a number of updates, God sightings, and some Singing Men music that'll be on a forthcoming CD. And so I'll say more about that and hopefully intersperse two, three, maybe four different songs that are in the process of being readied for a new CD. But let me work in reverse. Well, as already mentioned, Sunday morning, I enjoyed a challenging message by Pastor Jason Schiffel. And one of the updates, for those of you that maybe tune in to our streaming audio, we've had some issues for about, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks on and off. And the past week, we figured it was a router issue. And without getting too technical, we ordered one yesterday after church, headed to the radio tower. But after a few hours working with a technician, we came to the realization it wasn't a router issue. It was the internet provider. And so, Lord willing, today or tomorrow, we'll have that corrected so that those of you that tune in for our streaming audio, it'll be an uninterrupted stream, because what was happening is periodically the internet would drop out and the stream would be altered, and then it either have to buffer or people would have to reconnect. So we hope to have that cleaned up real soon. And that'll also help me with the transfer of many files and the high-speed internet that's required and needed at the tower. So we hope to get that resolved today or tomorrow. Well, Saturday was a big day for two reasons. Before I mention the Singing Men and play a selection, Saturday night included an international picnic outing for about 50-plus international students representing various parts of the world, including China, South Korea, Iran, Taiwan, South America, Japan, and a few other countries. Those are just people I talked with. Some of them were students from my Friday English conversation class, but the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church has a real successful ongoing outreach to international students. Throughout the year, they've been offering English conversation courses 7 days a week, I think two on Sunday, and then at various times during the week, and then I have a Friday class, which has just been such a delight. You can't help but fall in love with these internationals that are very eager to learn the English language and the customs. And so a shout out for many of the students that might be tuned in today. I handed out a few business cards and many were intrigued that didn't know about this radio station. And I said, lots of great English conversation. And so welcome to the Ministry of Great News Radio. And it was a fun little picnic outing. Even though there was some rain, we met at Hessel Park under that big pavilion, so all things worked out well. And there were dishes representing their different parts of the world, so I, for the most part, stayed close to the American-type foods. But it was some real interesting fixins. Well, before I say more about the Singing Men of GNN, here's Vic Chrisman introducing Days of Elijah and singing the solo along with the Singing Men of GNN.
I don't know how how many of you have thought about the end times, but we believe that we are in the final days of grace. May this song help to motivate you to celebrate the Lord's return, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes.
And there is no like you, Lord.
These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding a temple of praise.
Oh,
and these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are as white in your word, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the work of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's a year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
And there is no one like you, Lord.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There is no
that was recorded at the McKinley Presbyterian Church right on campus. We've had two sessions thus far. I think that'll do it. We'll have anywhere from 12 to 15 or so songs. I know Matthew Gladden, who's our pianist, very gifted and talented, he's going to do a couple solo selections, I think, or at least one. But we're excited to share this new CD with you. It'll be our third CD. We began, I guess, about 10 or 12 years ago, a long time ago, when Dr. Barrington Coleman was our director. We had our first CD called Singing and Declaring the Wonders of God. And that kind of mirrored that initial verse that God gave me to bring these men together, that Psalm 40, verse 5, that states, "Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us no one could recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they'd be too many to declare." And that became the launching point of God having me seek out other men from throughout the area to sing and declare his wonders. And then about 4 or 5 years later, when Stephen McCleary came on board, and he's been our director for the last 7 or 8 years, I don't know, a number of years, we produced a CD called Godly Men. Here's another cut for a future Singing Men CD. It's called It's All Right Now. Listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'm recapping just a few of the things that went on the last few days, including about a 5-hour recording session, putting together a number of arrangements for a future CD. Now you may ask, when are these going to be available? How do I purchase them? What's the cost? Well, we're still working that all out. It'll probably be around $15 or $20, which has been the price of all of our other CDs. And I think this new CD will include, like I said, 12 to 14 songs. We're still narrowing down what we'll include, what sounds best. But it looks like this new CD may have Near to the Heart of God, Finale, Jesus, What a Beautiful Name, Matthew Gladden, our pianist, doing a Holy, Holy, Holy instrumental on the grand piano. Very powerful and beautiful. Let Some Drops Fall, Days of Elijah, Mary, Did You Know, Holy, Holy, Holy with the Men, Alleluia, Emmanuel, Love Through Me, and It's All Right Now. So let me share another arrangement with you. This is done by the Singing Men of GNN. It'll be on our upcoming CD. Available, I'm not sure, certainly by Christmas, but hopefully in the fall time so you can begin that Christmas shopping early. Here's Chuck Schweitzer, a longtime member of the Singing Men of GNN doing the solo work. He was an old, hardened rock and roller, one of those party animals that the Lord got a hold of his heart, did a transforming work. Chuck came to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way and follows him faithfully today. And it changed his music. It changed his passion for singing to God's glory. And this song, Let Some Drops Fall, is a fun arrangement. And I hope you'll enjoy it. You're listening to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And this is another selection on an upcoming Singing Men of GNN CD that you'll get to enjoy. And I'm glad you're tuned in today.
Lord, we hear of showers of blessings falling down, falling down. Streams of mercy never end. Let some drops, let some drops fall on me, Lord. Let some drops, Lord, fall on me. While you're sending showers of blessings, let some drops, Lord, fall on me. In the time of drought and famine, Lord, have a cry. In due seasons, send the showers.
Just got to love those singing men of GNN. That was recorded at the McKinley Presbyterian Church on the U of I campus. And we're excited to see how God will use this CD. I know it's been a lot of fun for the guys. And Nancy Seward and a few other of the gals have helped host dinners for the guys while we were there singing, providing all the food and refreshments. And it's been some great camaraderie, training, learning, and a fun achievement, if you will, to see how God has used our voices and will use them in the future. Well, it looks like I'll have time to at least close out with another Singing Men song, but I'm still working backwards. If you just tuned in, I'm working in reverse some of the things that happened this past Sunday and then Saturday. And this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link. But let me take you back to Friday. Oh, what a God sighting filled day. As my intention was mid-morning to head out to the radio tower in the Fisher Foosland area and see if I could figure out how to fix our streaming audio issues, which was to replace the router with one of these kind of advanced commercial router with all these bells and whistles, and we hoped that was going to improve things. Well, around 10:30, I got notice that the new updated program guide was ready, folded, and could be picked up any time after like 10:30. And so that shifted the whole day, which is pretty typical with this radio ministry. Probably pretty typical of many of your days. You're going one direction or you have plans to do this and then you get sidetracked. Well, around 11 or so, when I picked up these program guides and began to head to Fisher, I thought, who could I call to help assemble? Because we had over 800 of these that were going to go out to the people that have contacted us or supported us the last few years. And so as I left Martin Graphics, I called Karen and said, hey, can we do this maybe in your living room or dining room table? She said, sure. Got a hold of Sharon Fernald, my first call. She said, I can be there. Got a hold of Chuck and Edna Teicher. They said, sure, no problem. We can delay lunch. And so just by having those four, you know, with many hands, the work is much lighter. But I also did a posting on Facebook on my private page, Mark Burns, and then the Great News Radio page. And I guess Larry Budgeters Bunning responded, but he went to a church where we usually used to do mailings and then called me and I said, nope, we're at Karen's. So us six put about, I don't know, 2 to 3.5 hours in. And we have the updated program guide, the 2020 flyer, an informative letter with a personal note. But we got them all stamped and sealed and to the Fisher Post Office by 4 p.m. And so we're very excited how God's going to use this mailing to further his kingdom cause and purpose in the days ahead. So be looking for that mailing in your post office box in the next few days and respond accordingly, whether it's financially, prayerfully, or communicating what God is doing through this radio ministry to friends and family members, to your church or small group. But we just feel God's doing a unique thing as we're now in our 20th year of broadcasting, and we just marvel at where he's taken us. Oh, let me also do a shout-out for Dwayne Berkey and his wife, Muriel. As a month or so back, we reached a milestone. Max Norman, after about 15 years of volunteering and turning 90, said, you know, Mark, I think it's about time that I pass the baton. And so we had a little special dinner out with Max and Esther. And Esther used to help Max with the Tootsie Pop ministry, you know, cleaning some of the boxes and helping organize things. And so Dwayne Berkey on Wednesday got a little training. And yesterday on Sunday, he and his wife Muriel worked for a few hours at the tower, filling up the Tootsie Pop boxes, emptying the coins out, and are help keeping that unique way of raising funds for the station and yet providing program guides in many area businesses going. And so thank you, Dwayne and Muriel. Well, we're about out of time. I think tomorrow I'm going to feature some of Ivan Parker's music. So I hope you can join me for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And as we get closer to getting the Singing Men CD all put together, I'm sure there'll be announcements over the air and at radio events on how you can purchase copies and learn about upcoming Singing Men concerts. We'll close out now with Matthew Gladden, our pianist extraordinaire. What a talented gift of God that has been sent to the Singing Men of GNN as he accompanies us in all of our concerts, played the piano throughout these recording sessions, and this is some solo work that he did that very day, last Saturday. And this will also be included on the CD. So we thank God for Matthew Gladden, Stephen McCleary, our Singing Men director, all the Singing Men of GNN and their supportive wives and friends to make this group such a wonderful bunch of guys. So here's Matthew Gladden. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.